I wish all of you a very holy and happy and Merry Christmas today. Let us together pray one Hail Mary for all of you and for your families, for your special intentions. Let's pray for peace throughout the world and for the victims of the recent tsunami in Indonesia. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. For there is a fellow over in Ireland who read in the newspaper that he could buy pills that would make you look 25 years younger. So he bought a bottle of these pills, but he left them lying around the house. He forgot about them. And he went off to America to visit his brother. He was gone for a few months and he came back home. And he called his family and asked if they could pick him up at the train station. So he gets off the train and he's met by a beautiful young woman pushing a baby in a stroller. He says, "Who are you?" She says, "I'm your mother." He says, "That's incredible. How did that happen?" She said, "Well, you know those pills that you left lying around the house? I took one, and look what happens." He said, "That's incredible. Who's the baby in the stroller?" She said, "That's your father. He took two." So today we actually don't have a baby in a stroller. We have a baby in a manger. And that baby in the manger is God. That's what we're celebrating tonight on this feast day of Christmas. That God became a baby. That God so loved the world that he gave his only son. That those who believe in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. That is who that little baby in the manger is. It is God incarnate. The Bible says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Christmas celebrates the invisible God made visible. The great Bishop Sheen, Archbishop Sheen, once said that before the incarnation, heaven was always somewhere up there. But after God became a baby, Mary was able to look down to heaven. She held heaven in her arms. That little baby in her arms is the Son of God. And his name is Jesus. The word Jesus means God is our Savior. The name of Jesus reveals his mission, that Jesus came to save us from our sins, to open the gates of heaven, to die on the cross, to rise from the dead, so that we too may be with him one day for all eternity. One of the most beautiful titles of Jesus is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And that's who Jesus is, God with us. And so tonight we honor the Lord. And of course, it's the Lord's birthday, so whenever somebody celebrates a birthday, you want to give them a present. So what gifts will you give Jesus for his birthday this year? What I would recommend, a couple of very practical things. Every day, make it as your most important goal in life, my most important goal in life, every day, to grow closer to Jesus. Every day, develop a closer and closer relationship with our Lord Jesus. Well, how do you develop a relationship? Communication. We call that prayer. So I encourage you every day, spend time in prayer with the Lord. Read the Bible 5-10 minutes a day. Pray your rosary. Talk to God in your own words. Every day, pray to the Lord. Make sure you come to Mass every Sunday. We are here every Sunday. And we encourage you to come every Sunday. We'll even get more chairs for the church. And then go to confession. Try to go to confession once a month if you can, or at least 4 times a year. And let me just end, which I'd like to do, is reading my favorite children's story. It's called Santa at Bethlehem. And this is such a beautiful book, and I always like to read this because it contains so much good theology. The night before Christmas, a beautiful night, the air was so crisp and the stars were so bright. And down by the lake, you could still hear the ringing of laughter and sleigh bells and young people singing. In one little house on this wonderful eve, the children were guessing what Santa would leave. They hung up their stockings with big little eyes that shone with delight and the hope of surprise. And then Mother darkened the living room light, for this was the loveliest part of the night, when all the children were gathered to sing, "Happy birthday to you, our new little king." But a shadow of sadness enveloped their joy. There were tears in the eyes of one little boy. He turned to his mother and let out a cry. "Mom, the angels were there and the shepherds came by. The way was so clear and the star was so bright. Did Santa Claus stop at the stable that night?" The mother was stunned. There wasn't a stir. The five little children were looking at her. They wanted to know what the answer would be. What could she tell them? How could they see? And then she looked at the stable, the infant so sweet, and she looked at the mother who knelt at his feet. The baby was love, the joy of the living, and Mary, the essence of sharing and giving. And there was the answer. To counter her fear, what seemed inconsistent became very clear. For when before Christ was there ever a cause for any poor soul to expect Santa Claus? Yes, the infant was love and the joy of the living. And Mary, her baby, was sharing and giving. And Santa was there, a gift from above, invisible symbol of giving and love. And there was joy in her heart as she wiped off her tear, and her words overflowed with a genuine cheer. For now she was sure that her answer was right. Of course Santa came to the stable that night. And oh, with what joy did the children receive the story she told of the first Christmas Eve. It was the night before Christmas, a long time ago, away to the north in the land of the snow. A toy maker ended his work for the day and went to his snowport to check on his sleigh. He fed all the deer in the reindeer corral and whispered, "I think I am finished for now." As Santa went home to get ready for bed, he fingered his beard and he quietly said, "The world is so silent, the wind is so light, a feeling of wonder is filling this night." Now back at the toy shop, the hard-working elves were busy arranging the toys on the shelves, and one little elf with a gleam in his eyes revealed to the others a lovely surprise. "I asked Santa, who were the girls and the boys for whom he had made all these beautiful toys? And Santa replied as he stood there and smiled, 'I made all these toys for one little child.'" And when darkness had fallen and Santa slept sound and only the small little elves were around, the toys in the workshop came down from the shelves and had the most wonderful time for themselves. And as they were frolicking late in the night, they suddenly noticed a beautiful light. And then they recalled with excitement and joy what Santa Claus said when he finished each toy. "I fashioned you into a wonderful thing, for someday you will be my gift for a king." When Santa Claus saw the remarkable light, he knew that tonight was that glorious night. At last, after all the years he had waited, the infant was born as the Bible had stated. So quickly he called every helper and aid to pack all the toys he had carefully made. The clowns and the balls and the musical trains, the rockets and boats and the passenger planes, the puzzles and crayons and coloring sets, a bike and a wagon and little toy pets. He bundled them up to the top of the sleigh, and led by the star, he began on his way. The night before Christmas, a beautiful night. The air was so crisp and the star was so bright. Quiet and calm over Bethlehem lay. Silence had replaced the noise of the day. And high on the hillside, the angels were singing of peace and of love that the Christ child was bringing. And there in a manger the infant was sleeping, and Mary and Joseph a vigil were keeping, a vigil of love, adoration, and prayer for Jesus, whom God had placed in their care. And late in the night, by the light from above, Santa Claus came with a heart full of love. He gazed at the infant, the dear little Lord, and kneeling, he silently prayed and adored. Then Santa arose, and without any noise, he brought to Our Lady all the wonderful toys. He set them in front of her, one after one, and told them he had made them all for her son. And they say, When Our Lady beheld the surprise, she whispered to Santa with tears in her eyes, "I thank you for what you have given my son. Your presents are truly a wonderful one. But this above all is the most beautiful part, the love that is fostered for him in your heart. But you know that my son will be like other boys. He couldn't possibly use all of these toys. So each Christmas Eve, as if by the star, I'd like you to travel both near and afar, to visit all children as jingle bells ring in honor of Jesus, the new little king, and spread all your love and your spirit of giving so others might share in the joy of the living. And oh, Santa, take all these wonderful toys and give them with love to the girls and the boys, for that which you do for some other one is counted as if it were done for my son." Then sweetly she patted the toys with her hand and picked for her baby a little white lamb.